We are now joined in the media center by our Bush Poll Award winner for Sunday's Firekeepers Casino 400, Kurt Busch, driver of the number 41 Monster Energy Haas Automation Ford. Kurt, you edged out Kevin Harvick and Brad there for the fastest lap for your second poll award of the year. How does starting from the Bush Poll Award build momentum for Sunday?
Yeah, it's awesome to get the poll today. I mean, I wanted it bad, and we went for it, made the right air pressure adjustment, and all that adds to the aero department that we built the car from, you know, at Stewart Haas Racing, and then with the engines, with having Doug Yates here today personally and to have him under the hood and that whole organization, that's a key when you're going 217 miles per hour. So I love the fact that the track had the grip level it did today. The overcast gave me the confidence to go for it hard, and it was a perfect balance of speed, aero, handling, track conditions, and also the new Goodyear tires with the different tire code. Not a lot of history behind them, so I just went for it today.
We'll now open it up to media for questions. If you have a question, raise your hand, and we'll bring you a microphone. Start with Jeff.
The experience level is something that you always have to use when you have it. And a lot of it is the confidence within the team and the car and being with Ford right now. Ford has definitely got, you know, all eight cylinders clicking hard. And so then it's up to me. I got to do the job to grab that last tenth and a half, and it's done by just going after it. You know, you have to be in position to go after it. You can, you know, cinch down the belts tight and saddle up and go for it hard. But if the car's not there, you bust your ass. And so all signs pointed towards going for it. And I let her rip.
Reed?
Reed Spencer, NASCAR Wire Service. What does it feel like going into the corner at 217?
You don't know the mile per hour, but you definitely don't have much time to think about which line you're going to take, or if you're going to adjust the throttle, or, you know, turn on the steering wheel a little bit later, a little bit early. You just go for it. You just go off instinct, and that's what's a lot of fun about tracks like Michigan or Texas for us. The time I drove the Indy car at Indianapolis, the speeds are so high that you just go off instinct. You don't have that extra time to sit there and worry about it. You just go for it.
Bob Pockers.
Bob Hockress, ESPN. Did you watch any of the hockey game last night? And are you ready to ring the siren again next year if they ask you?
Yeah, the hockey game, it didn't turn out the way that all of us Las Vegas Knights fans hoped that it would. It would have been great to try to go back to D.C. and try to win game six. But, you know, the Cinderella story struck midnight, it seemed like, and the goals didn't quite unfold the way we needed to. And the offense that the Capitals kept bringing was insane. And so I was caught up in the fandom, just being from Las Vegas, my hometown, to have a pro sports team go to the Stanley Cup Finals in their first year was amazing. It was a great ride for the city, especially everything that happened on 1 October. Everything seemed to rally around the Las Vegas Golden Knights. And so there's just the energy of it all. That's what I gave to the siren when they asked me to do the siren in the third period of game two in Las Vegas. I let her rip, went after it hard, and, you know, I felt like that was my responsibility to get the team rallied up. We were behind by a goal at that point, and that's the fun part of having that sports venue in Vegas, is it gives a lot of people the chance to use sport as a chance to get away from the burdens of everyday life, and it was great to watch the Golden Knights go as far as they did this year.
Any final questions for Kurt? Great. Thank you so much for your time, and good luck on Sunday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.